Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. By the way, it's Tuesdays with Elliot right now. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. By the way, when you said he was a member of the National Gem Society, I thought you said he was a member of the National Gym Society.
So
his name
I,
is
yeah.
Jim. Yeah. And I was like, oh, do all the gyms get together? But it was yeah. Gem. I thought you said Jim.
It is. I said both.
Oh, you said, said Jim.
They may have sounded the same. But yes,
okay. There is
an actual gym there. And
okay.
Then there is a GEM.
Right, right.
Society.
But I thought
yes.
The society was the gym society.
Right.
Like they were just gyms together.
All hanging out.
Yeah. Everybody named Jim. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is the show The Wire overrated?
Oh, my God.
69.9% say no, but 30.1% say yes, which
no
I'll take it in
no
the Elliott Shore Parks.
Way.
I think it's somewhat overrated. Like, it is very
stop
good.
It.
But I don't think it's like a top four HBO show of all time. Like, is it on the Mount Rushmore of HBO?
Yes!
Of course it is!
What else is on there?
Sopranos, Oz.
Sex and the City.
Oz, get the hell out of here.
Oz is better than
Sex
and the
City. It might be better, but Sex and the City, I think, is a bigger show than The Wire.
It's definitely
Mount
Rushmore.
Maybe because of women watch more.
Well, yeah.
I'm just telling you what was better.
I don't know.
Impactful. Sex and the City didn't have
so here goes the segment. Thank
yeah.
you,
they're
Elliot.
So hard to compare, but I mean, I loved every season of Sex and the City.
Of course
well,
you did.
We're not surprised at that.
Yeah. I don't know if I loved every season of The Wire.
Like,
well,
we're not surprised at that.
All right, there we go.
Well, some guys are manly men and some guys aren't.
Listen,
I enjoy Sex and the City. I watch Sex and the City with my wife.
Show, yeah.
With my wife. But The Wire is not even a comparison.
The Mount Rushmore of HBO is The Wire, The Sopranos, Entourage, and Curb.
I don't know if you can find no.
Wait a minute. Sex in the City.
I like that. I like that, Fritz.
Entourage.
I like that, Fritz.
Game of Thrones is on it.
Is absolutely on it.
We don't have our personal preference. Game of Thrones.
I don't know that.
It's Game of Thrones, Sopranos, Sex in the City.
Sex
and the City is
not
an
entourage.
Yes, it is.
It was
no
one bigger than
Entourage. Sex and the City is
a movie
out of it.
They made an Entourage movie.
Sex and the City. And the first Sex and the City movie was great. The second one was only okay.
I don't care about good. Sex and the City was a bigger show than Entourage.
Without question.
It's not even close.
And I loved Entourage.
Wasn't better, though.
Well,
I think it was better.
It's bigger because
it
was women. You're not going to tell me more men watched Sex and the City. Well, more women watched it.
I bet you more men have watched Sex and the City because of how much bigger it is.
I guarantee you more men watch Entourage.
I know it's not big after listening to this.
I guarantee you more men watch Entourage. Are you nuts than Sex and the City?
Sex and the City
have you
has,
ever watched Entourage?
I watch every episode.
Okay,
I love Entourage.
It's a manly show.
It is
more
manly.
So why the hell would I watch Sex and the City over Entourage?
But you've seen both, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, that's my point. Like a lot of
I can tell you which one appeals to me more.
Which one?
Entourage.
I know. Look,
because even with a show with four middle-aged,
Sex and the City
hold on, even with a show with four middle-aged women on it going through four different relationship issues. It's much better to watch four dudes who are around, what, less than 30 years old going through relationship issues in Hollywood. I guarantee that was more interesting for me to watch than Sex and the City.
I think they both have their own appeal.
Yeah, to one appeals to women Sex and the City, one appeals to men.
Sex and the City has a way bigger audience.
Because there's more women to watch TV. It doesn't make it better television.
I'm not saying which is better, but I'm saying...
Well, I am. Mount Rushmore matters.
Yeah, Mount Rushmore.
There's no way Sex and the City's on a Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yes, it is.
Definitely not.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Jack, I've never even seen it. You rarely hit it out of the park off the first at bat. That's a good Mount Rushmore right there.
It absolutely is not.
Curb is definitely on there.
Sex and the City is closer to the most successful HBO show ever than it is to being not on the Mount Rushmore.
Yes, I would agree with you as well. This show is enormous.
I don't even know what you just said. I don't even know what that nonsense was.
He's saying that, like, it is debatably the biggest show ever on HBO. There's no way.
Hogwash.
Certainly not.
Right. Have you seen it, Jack?
I'm a guy. I'm a man. Would never.
You're telling me that's in the same category as The Wire and The Sopranos?
I think they're on the same level, to be honest.
Like, it's not above Game of Thrones either.
Yeah, it's not even above. I don't know. I didn't watch Game of Thrones. Would you put Game of Thrones ahead of Sex and the City?
In a heartbeat.
No way! You're out of your mind.
I think
Sex and the City was twice as big as Game of Thrones.
First off, True Detective season one is better than all of
them. You can't pick one season.
It's not long
enough.
You
can't pick one season. All right. Anyway, back to the Phils. Therapy Thursday. Then we all feel better, right?
I feel like I need a Cosmo after that.
What is your Cosmo. So, the little dark chocolate maybe be bad.
A little espresso martini.
There you go. So, Phils lose again last night,
10-4.
Yes. Pretty disheartening loss.
It was.
They are now 2-5 in their last 7, 9-7. Just gut feeling. Therapy Tuesday, let it out.
Yeah. It's like we're at the table with Carrie, Samantha, you know, just letting it go. I'm not worried. I mean, I think this is how I view the Philly season. They started off hot. They showed that they have the talent to be a great team. And they're just going through a rut. Like, they are clearly talented enough come playoff time to win. So the question is basically just...
You're such BS.
I'm being serious.
Listen, I was going to let him go. No, I'm not letting this
nonsense. Well, what do you disagree with?
Because you don't sound real to me.
I'm being honest. This is my honest opinion.
This is nonsense.
this is not
the Elliot Shore Parks I know.
I agree.
You ripped the Sixers over anything.
Right.
The Phillies, you know damn well, once upon a time, you're trying to tell us that the Sixers were a better ran organization.
He's going to back end this with some back end thing.
Now you're trying to give me the whole be patient and everything's going to be okay nonsense.
That's how I feel. Ultimately, look, they could struggle. The year they made it to the World Series, none of us were impressed with that team all year. The year they were great, they didn't go to the World Series. So ultimately, it comes down to this. Are they going to hit come playoff time? And I don't think anything that's happened through the first however many games they've played have made me sway that they won't.
Huh?
They started
what's
the season
happening to make
and hit
you think
well.
They will.
They started
last
the
year's
season
performance,
was,
game 6 or 7.
Right, that was
NLCS
concerning.
Against the Diamondbacks. What have they shown that makes you think they are going to hit during the postseason?
Because I think they have great hitters. I think Brace is great. I think Schwarber is great. Castellanos has been awesome. Trey Turner, you know, not over his whole time here. But ultimately, like, 5-6 games is not going to sway my opinion from what I saw to start the season.
Well, how about the whole second half of last season?
That was disappointing. I agree.
What?
It was.
Yeah, I agree with you, so I'm just letting you take
it. I just think it's so far. I mean, you know, I see everything through the lens of the Eagles. The Eagles were 2-2, right? So, like, it is so far away from being the playoff, from being time for the playoffs, that I look at this roster and I think they're talented.
Well, first of all, it's a different sport. Secondly, the star players for the Eagles certainly have more of a track record than those of the Phillies.
I don't know if that's completely true.
Well, I believe so.
Right, but if you look at, I mean, the Phillies are, well, I guess they're, you know, they're a year behind the Eagles.
Who are the star players of the Phillies?
Bryce Harper,
okay.
Kyle Schwarber,
okay.
Zach Wheeler.
Okay.
I think those are three pretty good stars.
I think that's
right
where
there.
It stops.
Yeah, and Trey Turner's a star player.
Well, he's a star. He doesn't play like a star.
Hold on. It's funny. When Trey Turner is a convenient star player, I don't know when he's a star player. Is he a star player when we're trying to continue to have faith in him and everybody's calling him a bum and saying he's overpaid?
I think he's a bad star player. Like, he's a star player. He's been on All-Star. He has a massive contract.
So Trey Turner would be equivalent to who on the Eagles? Dallas Goedert?
As good as?
Yeah, that's good ass production, star player.
I mean,
whatever,
James
whatever.
Bradbury. I know he's not on the team anymore. But I'm trying to think of someone that was good that isn't anymore. Like
not James Bradbury.
James Bradbury.
Yeah, that might be pushing
that's
a little.
That's not helping.
Bit. Yeah, that's not
James
helping.
James Bradbury was an All Pro 2 years ago. Yeah, when's the last time Trey Turner was?
Well,
because of a stacked team.
Yeah. Would he be even Devontae? Would he be Smitty?
No, Smitty's better. I think. Devontae Smith.
Right, I'm with you. Yes, I agree.
But as far as I don't know, as far as shortstops go compared to wide receivers, I think they're probably in the same sort of range.
No, I'm Devontae is a red light player.
He's not top 10.
Who made big play. Well, he's close to. He's definitely
top
15.
Yeah, 15. But
top 15 is debatable.
But the difference is Trey Turner. There's only 30 starting shortstops. There's 64 starting wide receivers. Yeah. So if you're 15th at receiver, that's way better than being 15th at.
Well, but Trey Turner's probably 7 or 8.
You think is he?
Yeah.
You guys tell me. You think he's a 7th or 8th best shortstop in baseball?
Sure.
We don't sound like you when we're talking about him.
Is it a down year for the position?
Sound like you're the worst shortstop in baseball most of the time.
Well, I thought he was a bad defensive shortstop.
No. We're not just talking about defense.
He's heating up defense.
No, I'm talking about total.
We're talking about total player.
He's a top 10 shortstop. Of course he is.
You think he's a top 10 shortstop?
Yes.
Not defensively.
Not defensively, but overall. In totality, of course.
So you think if there was a drafting of shortstops, he would go top 10?
If we're not talking about salary,
yeah,
we're just talking about yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I think he would. I think he would.
Well, then I feel even better than I did before.
All right.
He was the one I had concerns about, but I guess he's.
I just think the Eagles have a better roster than the Phillies.
Yeah, but the point I was trying to make was they're either going to hit or not come playoff time. We know the starting rotation is good enough. Yes, the bullpen is a definite concern, but ultimately, we've seen them hit for months and then go cold. We've seen them go cold and then hit. So. What I'm seeing doesn't make me feel better or worse about their playoff chances.
All right.
So it's always a good time to talk to Elliot about his takes. And right now is an amazing time to get to Colonial Hyundai. Amazing.
Oh.
Opportunities to get a brand new Hyundai at the lowest possible price. John Ashdale, the cars are team of Colonial, over 200 brand new Hyundais. And what Hyundai heard was they were like, you're having this grand opening, grand reopening of this amazing new dealership. We're going to send you a very special selection of brand new Hyundais. We're going to send you Palisades. We're going to send you the IONIQ 5, the IONIQ 6. Sometimes you can't even get them. You can get them at Colonial. No games, no hassle. Fast, easier, better. Best price ever with locked in savings. But it is first come, first served. So I would tell you, do not wait. They're not going to waste your time. Don't waste their time. So you're going to pay more than you possibly, you're not going to pay more than you have to right now at Colonial until April 30th. And they're going to hook you up with the best financing in the business, 0%. 0%. You're also going to get 3 years of complimentary maintenance with every new Hyundai, America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000-mile powertrain, and Hyundai Assurance, online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy Hyundai. See dealer for full details.
I would say one thing, Ike brought up like the Sixers and the comparison. I think what we're also seeing with the Phillies is people are now treating them like the Sixers, and that the frustration about this current stretch is about the past playoff failures more than it's about
right
what
now.
They're actually. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required. No activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Yeah, don't ask us to try to separate them.
I don't think they should.
Because as fans, that's not a rational way to be a fan. No, yes, last year matters. Just like everybody overreacting to the Eagles at the beginning of the season, a lot of that was based off the way the 2023 season ended.
And just like when Embiid won MVP, no one cared about it. Because, right? So I think that's what's happening with the current team. They're finally feeling the baggage of the past few years.
Yeah, we mentioned on the show yesterday, I was like, if they don't hit in the first couple innings, people are going to boo them.
And they came out.
They booed last night. They didn't boo in the first couple innings.
They had a long season to the playoffs. Yeah.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
What we're not going to do is we're not going to disrespect Devontae Smith and compare him to Trey Turner. That's what
That's what I'm saying.
Devontae Smith is all-time leader in Eagle history of postseason yards. He's been here for like 4 years. All the people we done had. Yeah. Trey Turner ain't even close. Man, you better stop playing. Philly players outperform Eagles. See, y'all, I'll be with y'all, and then y'all go right. See, yesterday I was closer. Spike, nope. Y'all done see y'all done made me jump shit. I told you.
Like, I appreciate
it. Need to play better. Nah, see, I'm watching this game last night. It's like these dudes, like, I don't care about the whole gender reveal. Like, Spike, he worry about stuff that don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, he worry about, like, what does that got to do with the game, you know?
Yeah, Spike.
That don't got nothing to do with the performance. Now, I get it, you know.
Of course it does.
You know, the way he performed and all that. Like, you don't even about that.
But if, like, you're a leader, you're a leader. If you're going to preach to everybody else on the team that it's about the name on the front, not the name on the back, you don't do a look at me moment with your bat for a gender reveal the next game. I'm sorry. You just don't. Did it make them lose? It didn't make them lose. But I'll tell you this. If you're going to be the leader and you want players on that team to listen to what you say, you better practice what you preach. And last night, he didn't practice what he preached.
I get what you're saying. I get all that 100%, you know, team guy. I get all of that. Look, but certain players, listen, when I'm a certain guy, I got a certain level status on this team. Remember, y'all was agreeing with, who was it said? I forgot, but when I got a, you, when I lead a certain way and I say do this, that don't always mean I'm going to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody is like Jalen Hurts. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody going to just put their head down
doesn't
and I
lead.
Say something.
Not
you
leader.
Got different. No, oh I'm like wow. You got different leaders that lead a different way. Like AJ.
Well, some
Brown,
guys, some guys lead of their own volition, and sometimes the whole organization has to beg them to do it through the press.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, AJ Brown, the way he's yelling at players. So you want Bryce to lead like that? Because these dudes is soft. You don't got no.
No, I've been nothing and but complimentary of Bryce. I just think you should practice what you preach.
Nah, but
that's
what
all.
I'm saying is, it's a different type. You got to know who you leading. Like, you don't got no Quentins. And guys like that, you know what I'm saying? A certain complexion. You got to sometimes be nicer with certain dudes. That's why they don't understand. You got Bryces and dudes with names like that. This dude probably never been yelled at in his life. You know what I'm saying? So Bryce got to understand how to do it. And doing the gender reveal during the game, that don't really affect how these dudes is playing. That's just my opinion.
I just think with the gender reveal, it's harmless, but also maybe the timing was not
right.
ideal.
I give you
yeah, like maybe wait that. Until you're up 10-1 in the seventh inning, or wait until you've won.
How's he supposed to know?
Right.
I just know when you're on a losing streak and then you end up losing the game, it's not great.
Right.
It's just like wearing a certain cleats during a football game. You know, you don't know. Before the game, like, oh, I'm going to wear these cleats.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
It's like when Carson brought that hat to Carolina, and then they lost, and he had to put it on after that.
Right, your team.
Should have left that in the locker room.
Yeah, leave that one in the locker room, yeah.
Right. But, you know, the thing with the whole draft, with the whole Howie situation, like, the whole draft situation is hard. Like, how you like, we don't got, you know, 32 first-round picks. Of course. I mean, like, people be out here thinking, like, I don't know where they get the insight from, but somebody told N'Kobe Dean to go to the draft, and this dude was like, pick 89. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you got people that, like, Jalen Milroe, they say he coming to the draft. Like, Dog, you ain't going first round.
Yeah, behind Jalen Milroe, I would not go to that draft. Yeah.
Unless he knows he's going.
Yeah.
I actually, I like when players
there. They want people
go.
To be there embarrassed.
Yeah,
right?
I'm
like,
sure.
If I was draft eligible, like, I would go. And even if I go up in the third round, like, at least I get
You're going
to,
there to just sit there.
Yeah, but yeah, at least I get to go up on the stage. I think that's a cool enough moment where it's fine. Yeah.
I give you that. Also, Sex in the City, no, I don't know.
Oh, come on, Corey. I'm disappointed in you. Have you watched it?
I mean, I've seen episodes of it, but I'm not going to sit there and watch that. You know,
why? It's great.
You know what I mean?
Look, there's two different things here, Corey. Whether you want to watch Sex and the City, which I don't, I mean, and just acknowledging that it was a massive
it
show.
It was massive.
On
it was.
HBO.
It was a big show.
It ain't better than The Wire. It ain't better than The Wire.
But it's not, bigger than The Wire. It's not even close.
Okay. I mean,
it's not close.
Not close.
I mean, Sex and the City and The Wire ain't bigger than Game of Thrones, but it's the time that it was watched. Like a lot of dudes now, a lot of people now ain't going to go back and watch The Wire if they ain't seen it yet. Like, how many times we done try to get Elliot and Jack to go back and watch stuff they ain't seen? You know what I'm saying?
I tried to do The Sopranos.
It's not like The Wire came out in 1982, Corey.
It came, 20 years ago.
Yeah, I know, but so did Sopranos was 20 years ago.
Still, it came out in like 02. People that was born in 02, 03.
I thought it was the 90s.
Sopranos came out in the 90s.
No, no, but it went into...
Yes.
But it looked really old, is my point. Like, when you put the first episode on, it's like beepers. I'm like, I'm good.
All right.
Okay. How interesting could this be?
What's the next question? Yo, what's the
next question is give us something that's overrated.
Something that's overrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid.
He's not overrated anymore.
No, I think so.
He's borderline underrated at this point. Elliot, what's overrated?
Cannolis.
I agree with that.
Cannolis.
They're fine.
They're so good. They're too sweet. They're not a great dessert.
There's a lot of sugar.
They're fine. They're fine.
A great thing they get talked about is this elite dessert.
What's that guy who brings us the cannolis?
Yeah, he brings us from Termini.
Very nice guy.
That was very nice.
And they're good. They're the best cannolis.
Yeah.
But I do think they're overrated.
Oh, believe me, I got introduced to them when being here in Philly. I never had cannolis before I came here.
One bite of a cannoli is all you need.
But yes.
One bite and you're good. And that's the thing, they're huge.
My wife is Italian, so I've released this take doesn't go over well.
I have to ask Nick about that.
BG Day, of course, you've heard about this, Elliot.
5/5.
May 5th, all day long, and then that night, we have BG Live, which is at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville.
Yes.
Are you going to get together with the camera and make sure he asks the hard questions? Because we know the camera... not always the tough question asked.
Yeah, I think I'll maybe, you know, educate him a little bit on how to do something like
that. Asking BG tough questions?
Well, I'm just saying we should.
Well, you should do it then with all your leading questions.
Didn't we have enough of this already? I didn't ask him anything.
Can you imagine first question of the night? How is Jalen and AJ's relationship?
Right. Well, if you could.
Congrats on a great career, but.
If you could ask BG any question and he'd have to answer it honestly. What would that question
be? Oh, it's not even. I would ask him if Jalen and AJ are friends.
Oh, really? That's the one.
How do you still want to keep picking at that?
What else is. I mean.
Nobody cares
about that. They're definitely not friends.
Some of us care.
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
But would you ask BG, like, how'd it feel to sack Tom Brady? Like, what's the the true serum question that's so crazy?
Well,
I don't know.
Well, the thing would be is sort of about, I would imagine something about his retirement.
Yes.
Did he really want to retire or did he really want to come back?
Right. That's a good one. Yeah, that would be. Were you really going to retire at the parade?
The parade.
Yeah, you guys would probably want to know. I just think the Jalen and AJ thing helps move forward.
Oh, let it go.
That'd be my question. That would be my question.
By the way, we were going to give you credit. So you reported that Malachi Starks was in here for top 30. Jeff Mosher actually reported it before you did. So you don't get credit for
that. Are you sure about that?
We checked the time on the tweets.
And did you know about it?
Whether I knew about it or not.
We knew about it and not. He tweeted it first.
No.
How do we know? You didn't take it from him.
You're getting beat by Mosher.
All right. Well, look, if he tweeted it first, credit to him. I don't know what to say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You just gave up.
Ooh, boy.
I like thought it was a big scoop. It was a big scoop. It seems like a lot of people wrote it yesterday based off the scoop.
Yeah, I guess so.
So should you get credit for all 30 guys to come?
Inside of the year credit?
Well, I mean, we do know they're going to have 30 visits, right?
Yeah, Ike didn't want to give any credit for any of the visits.
I got two of them. I got Malachi Starks and I got Mosher got Malachi Starks. But the Boston College guy, I got.
Okay.
So, I think they absolutely are.
We know the top 40 to 50 prospects. If we just deduce the Georgia football players, defensive ends,
But here's what I would say.
And if defensive tackles. Should we not assume who's all coming?
If you look at the list of guys they've brought in, I think only two of them are projected for the first round. Like, I don't even know half these guys. So, like, they are bringing in guys that are not. That's why I got Malachi Starks, because I know him.
You didn't get Malachi Starks.
I did. Okay, sure.
Most sure you did.
Okay. Yes.
Sure you did. Elliot, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, yeah.
Eagles Inside of the Year champion. Who knows for how long.
Come we'll see the trophy.
You hold on to that belt.
Next week, next Thursday.
Yep. Next Thursday.
Draft party.
Draft party.
Yes, I'm bringing the trophy.
Yes. Right. Oh, you're bringing it?
Yeah. Just nobody, like, I'll show it to people, but no touching it.
So do
and
we have...
they can take photos with
yeah,
it,
Yeah, we can
right?
take photos with it, yeah. Okay. But just...
Sounds so serious.
So, yeah. So when are we, are we locking in on a player before next Thursday?
I think we should all make a pick.
Yeah.
Can
I have till Monday to lock in on a player?
Well, I'm just going to say the next Thursday.
Yeah, I think
Wednesday, right? The day before the draft.
Day before.
I mean, like next week.
All right.
Yeah, next week.
And if you want lots of draft stuff.
So much draft
stuff. GoBirds podcast, GoBirds Daily, comes out every single day with Elliot. You can get the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Comes out every single morning. Packed full of draft stuff.
Always.
Yeah, so it's actually particularly good for me because I don't know anything about any of these guys. So
Same until I started to read about them. So.
Thank you, Elliot.
Thank you.
Appreciate you as always.
Appreciate it, E.
Fun times.
215-592-9494. Therapy Tuesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Just let it out. No judgments. How are you feeling about the Phils? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.